welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm here with Jessica and Lauren, who are Vanderbilt dietetic interns, and they're going to be sharing some information with us on vitamin D. Hi guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Jessica, can you tell us why it's so important that people don't miss out on vitamin D?
Vitamin D is really important for our overall health. I think one of the reasons people have heard most about why it's important to get vitamin D is for bone health. Vitamin D helps our bodies absorb calcium and phosphorus, which are critical for making sure that our bones stay nice and strong. Some of the research that's been done over the last couple years has also found that vitamin D may be involved in tumor growth with cancer. And there's reason to think that vitamin D can help reduce tumor growth. So that's very important. And another thing overall, in terms of just like our bodies and how we work and how we recover, vitamin D is involved in muscle function and muscle recovery. So helping our body create new muscles, you know, after we've worked out or when we're getting stronger or if we've been hurt, vitamin D plays a role in that. And if our vitamin D levels are too low, that can put us at greater risk of suffering from a heart attack if we're already at risk of that. And also, for certain autoimmune diseases, if you are at risk of developing them or if you already have them and your vitamin D levels are too low, that can make the situation even worse. So it can exacerbate or inflame some of those diseases, such as rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis.
How much do most people need in their diet?
Most people need about 400 IUs, international units, which is just a fancy unit they made up to make numbers a little bit easier to understand. So most people need 400, but as we get older, we need about 600 IUs for people older than 70.
Oh, okay. What are some different ways that people can get vitamin D?
One of the main sources, or the easiest sources to get it from, is the sun, because in our skin, we have a method of converting vitamin D so that our body can use it. In addition to that, there are lots of dietary sources. The natural dietary sources that we have in our diet include foods such as eggs, particularly the yolk is where it's found, certain types of fish like tuna and salmon, mackerel, I believe, is another one as well. Those all naturally have various amounts of vitamin D in them. Cod liver oil is another one.
Ew. What about fortified things? What are some of the things that we sort of assume have vitamin D in them, but they're really just fortified with vitamin D? Talk about that a little bit.
That's most of the milk products. We think vitamin D, or at least I grew up thinking vitamin D was just a natural part of milk, but that's actually added. It's fortified later in the process. And so all milks have the same amount because they're all fortified, skimmed to whole. And other milk products may or may not be fortified. So most yogurts are, and they have about 20% of what you need. But dairy products like ice cream, some of the things we love to eat, really don't have that much vitamin D, although they can still be a good source of calcium.
Some cereals are now being fortified with vitamin D, and orange juice is another common one.
Oh, yeah.
And for most foods, especially the fortified ones, you'll know if it has vitamin D in it because they'll write it on the label. If a company's gone out of their way to add something to their food, they want you to know about it, so they'll put it on there.
I have one final question for you. Going back to the, you were talking about how you can get vitamin D from the sun. Can you talk a little bit about, I know people aren't spending as much time in the sun as they used to, or hopefully they're not, because of this worry of skin cancer. Do they need to be out there a long time to get the vitamin D?
No, actually, it's just a short amount of time. It's recommended 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times per week, and that's kind of a major area of your body. So not just your face running around between your office and your car. That would be arms, legs, face. So if you can't achieve that, it's really best to start looking into dietary sources, or if you're taking a multivitamin, you can get some from there too.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else we need to know about vitamin D before we end our podcast?
I think the other thing to keep an eye out for is in the future, given all the research that they've been doing right now, that they'll probably start recommending that people get even more into their diets. So like Lauren said, right now they're recommending that the average adult get about 400 international units in the next year or so, or sometime in the near future. You'll probably hear that number go up.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jessica and Lauren, very much for talking to us about the wonderful vitamin D.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.